In 1759, ethyl chloride was discovered by the chemist François Rouelle, but it wasn't really manufactured for scientific study until 1801. In 1847, Marie-Jean-Pierre Florent carried out the first studies on dogs. In 1890, Camille Redard of Geneva used it for local anesthesia by refrigeration because of its volatility. In 1894, H. Carlson rediscovered its properties as a general anesthetic. It therefore acts as a local anesthetic by refrigeration and as a general anesthetic by inhalation. Ethyl chloride is a volatile anesthetic with a very short duration of action and has been widely used both in hospitals and at home for childbirth, tonsil removal, dental avulsions, and short procedures. From 1892 onwards, Dr. Bongay, the Société Chimique des Usines du Rhône of Dr. Gilliard, Monet and Cartier, Killen, Dr. Henning, Chlorothyll, and the Woolwich Elliott Chemical Company of Sydney developed packaging for local anesthesia. Ampoules or vials for general anesthesia were manufactured by the Société Chimique des Usines du Rhône, Killen, the American Laboratory Squibb, the Union Chimique Belge, Chlorine, and the Woolwich Elliott Chemical Company of Sydney. These ampoules or vials could be poured onto a compress or used to power an anesthesia machine. In this showcase, you'll find the devices used in short surgery and dental surgery. For the record, ethyl chloride was also used as a vector in perfume lances at the Rio Carnival for almost 70 years. They were banned in 1961 due to the loss of cognition they caused.